الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام صبر، الصيام جند، الصدقة برهان، الصلاة نور، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. Without any effort or sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us opportunity to come for salat in the month of Ramadan on a Friday. The month of Ramadan has come and practically finished. We are in the last stages. But have we understood the importance of Ramadan, the significance of Ramadan? Have we taken benefit from Ramadan? Or is it like the last Ramadan? It came and disappeared. And some of our relatives, close friends, they also disappeared. They passed away. It is stated that this word Ramadan means when the young of a camel, the feet of the young of the camel, when it became hot, they used this word to express that condition. And due to the heat of the desert sand, when the stone became hot and was heated, they used this word to express the condition of the stone, a hot stone. So ulama say that in this month of Ramadan, sins must be burned. A person must utilize this month, use the opportunity to burn sins away. Not to increase sins, to burn them away. Some ulama say that it comes from the word Rams, and it means rainfall. Why a rainfall? That in this month, just as rainfall washes away and cleans a person, cleanses a person, purges a person from the dirt, from the filth and from the muck, that this month here, a person must remove the filth from himself, remove the dirt from himself, and the malice, the hatred, the jealousy, the greed for wealth, fame, glory, post, all these evils, the akhlaq razila, the bad conditions of a man, the bad character traits of a man, he must wash it away. And by pondering over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's admonition, and by taking nasiha from the Quran al-Kareem, which was revealed during Ramadan. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi writes that in Ramadan a person should do four things. Two, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to win the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And two, he has to do whether he likes it or not. Two, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he must recite the kalima La ilaha illallah abundantly, constantly, regularly. Secondly, you should make istighfar, seek pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the two that he has to do, one is plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant his jannah. And cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. From Jahannam, Ya Allah, save me. In the ayat that I recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykum al-siyam, that fasting has been prescribed for you, has been made obligatory for you, just as it was made obligatory for those before you. Tafsir ibn Kathir says that by saying it was made compulsory, obligatory for those before you, refers to the Christians. Fasting was made compulsory upon them. But they began to now move the fasting period. First it was 30 days. Then they said, no, it is too hot to fast now, we'll fast in the winter months. So they altered it the next year. So some years they began to fast in the summer months. Some years they began to fast in the winter months. Then they decided, no, we will fast in the month of Rabi, when it is cool. Then they began to alter the number of days. From 30, they increased it. Until such a time that one Christian king, he had an ailment in his mouth. And he made a vow that if Allah cures him, he will increase the number of days of fasting. The kings had the power of abrogation or altering the deed, their deed. And when he was relieved of that ailment, he increased it by 1 week. Eventually they had to fast 50 days. Why? Because they interpolated the deed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a deed, an easy deed, a practical deed, a constant deed, a deen or fitra, a natural deen. In this month, Quran al-Kareem came, the book of, the kitab of guidance, the kitab of hidayat, the constitution of life. Above the Kaaba, respected elders, in the celestial world, there is a prototype of the Kaaba. It is called Baytul Ma'mur or Baytul Izza. And above the Baytul Izza is the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the protected tablet. And above the protected tablet is the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran al-Kareem was revealed all at once onto the protected tablet. Then from there to the Baytul Izza. And from the Baytul Izza, the Baytul Ma'mur, it was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in piecemeal. As and when time required, the circumstances demanded, a ayat came down. It was revealed in 22 years, 2 months and 22 days, this revelation duration lasted. So this month, Quran tilawat will be increased. And the regularity will be maintained after that. That is important. Alhamdulillah, our masajid compared to other months, our masajid compared to other years, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other years we experienced that brothers came to the Tarawih Salat, for the Tarawih Salat for 5 Tarawih that disappeared after that. But Alhamdulillah, brothers are now coming more regularly for Salat. That is a good sign. But what we should do? We have got the potentiality of becoming good Muslims. Each one of us can become good Muslims. So we should maintain this regularity. Our Fajrul Jamaat, our Isha'ul Jamaat, all our Salatul Jamaat, our Quran Tilawat time that we have stipulated in Ramadan, outside Ramadan, we must maintain this momentum. We must maintain this feeling. We must make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attach ourselves, link ourselves with the pious and righteous ulama ikram. to guide us in all spheres of life. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that if we look at life, everything has a leading factor. Amongst mankind, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is our leader. Amongst the Arabs, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam is the chief. Amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam is the chief. Amongst the Romans, Shu'ayb Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was their leader. Amongst the Persians, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was their leader. Amongst the Abyssinians, Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was their leader. Amongst the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the Kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran al-Karim is the head. In the Quran al-Karim, in Surah Baqarah, the leading ayat, the chief ayat, is ayat al-Kursi. Amongst the values of the world, where Baitul Muqaddas is, that is the leading value. Amongst the wells of the world, the well of Zamzam is the leading well. Amongst the ring of the world, the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salam has got leadership, superiority. Amongst the months of the world, amongst the months in the lunar calendar, the month of Ramadan is the leading month. Amongst the day of Jummah is the leading day. Amongst the night of Laylatul Qadr is the leading night. So everything has got a leader. And in this month, we are blessed with the Ramadan, the leading month. We are blessed with Laylatul Qadr, the leading night. But are we taking advantage of it? In our areas, there are Jamaat Qadar. In our areas, there are Masajid. We as men should go there, make Nawafil Atika. In the ordinary, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that seek Laylatul Qadr amongst the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. That is why without fail he should make etiquette. Respected elders, we should come and learn this, be accustomed to leave our families, to leave our children, to leave the comfort of the house, to come to the masajid, to come to the Jamaat Qadar, make ibadah, sit in the Jamaat Qadar, where there is peace, tranquility, comfort of the heart, easiness. It is stated in Tafsir al-Kabir, Allama Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullah Alayhi states that there are 8 opinions when Laylatul Qadr comes. And he quotes them. And he goes on to say that Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Laylatul Qadr falls on the 27th. Respected elders, before I continue, remember that Laylatul Qadr, the night, can fluctuate. One year it could be 21, another 23, another 25, 27 or 29. Depends when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, that will be the night. Some have even stated that it can be not in the last 10 nights, it can be in the first nights of Ramadan. Our duty, our responsibility is not to go to that place where Taraweeh is read. And then you say, I must go to that place where Taraweeh is read. Why are you going there? The Hafiz Amri is very fast there. Before you know what happened, you're standing outside. Ya Alamud, Ya Alamud. You don't know whether you're coming or you're going. No time for tasbihat of ruku. No time for tasbihat of sijda. No salah, nothing. No durood. Everything is going super fast, turbo. And then you come outside. And you smoke. You gossip. You backbite. In the month of Ramadan. Respected elders, we should value the month. We should appreciate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us an opportunity. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that the word Laylatul Qadr consists of 9 letters. And this word appears 3 times in Surah Inna Anzalna, in Surah Al-Qadr. So therefore he says 9 times 3, 27, it could be the 27th night. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, and he narrates a lengthy hadith from a saying of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we should ponder carefully that this night could be the 27th. Because the figure 7 has got great significance in Islam. The figure 7 has got great significance in Islam. Then he goes on to enumerate about 34 areas or 34 places that have got the figure 7 attached to it. He says, the oceans are 7. I will tell you a few. The oceans are 7. The earths are 7. The skies are 7. A person's sustenance is based upon 7 grades. There are 7 names for Jahannam. There are 7 gates for Jahannam. And there are 7 stages in Jahannam. When a person makes Safa Marwa, he does it 7 times, say. When a person makes Tawaf, he makes 7 times. A person is created basically of 7 major portions, parts of his body. When a person makes sijda, the 7 parts of his body touches the ground. The baby in the womb of the mother passes through 7 stages. In the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, whatever the means of measurement was, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was 7. 7 lengths or whatever it was. And his staff, the stick that he had in his hand, that also measured 7. A Muslim is not allowed to marry 7 types of women. And a Muslim is not allowed to marry from his in-law's side 7 types of women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, he swears by 7 things: the stars, the moon, the sun, the time of shaft, etc. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that there are 7 types of matters. And he enumerates those 7 types of matters. So if we look, that there are many things which have got the figure 7 attached to it. But he says that from this we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the express of the figure 7, so it could be 27. And in Suratul Qadr, the pronoun hiya is the pronoun, and it refers to Laylatul Qadr. And if we count the words, then the pronoun hiya is the 27th word in the surah. However, remember clearly that we are not saying that it is definitely 27th night. That is why we are very happy that in certain masajid, the khatam is made on the 25th night, in some 27th, and in some 29th. Why we as Muslims must strive. And the secret of not telling us why that this is the night of Laylatul Qadr, that the person, he will feel that I must just make ibadat on that night, I will be forgiven. Like certain people in India, they have got an opinion that if I read my last Jummah in the Jamia Masjid of Delhi, then Allah will forgive me. Allah will forgive me. Therefore, you will see the last Jummah in Delhi, the Jamia Masjid of Delhi, there is packed. And people from everywhere come there, in all forms of transport, because they have got this erroneous belief, this false belief, that if I have to go there for Jummah, the last Jummah of Ramadan, then I'll be forgiven. So if Laylatul Qadr had been specified, or we knew it, then the Muslim will say that holy I will sit, holy I will gamble, holy a fornication, adultery, cheating, robbing, butchering the Sharia, leaving out the Sunnah, not worried about Talim and Tarbiyah, not worried about deen of Islam. And when it comes to Laylatul Qadr, then he become pious and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping that he will be forgiven. That is why the reason that we do not know exactly when it is. One of the family, Rahmatullah alayhi, says that is why also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make it openly known who are the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why people may harm them, people may harm them and ruin their own life. It is stated that the malaika have got two ears and human beings have got two ears. Human beings, Eidul Fitr and Eidul Adha. And the malaika, the Shab-e-Qadr and the Shab-e-Bara. And the ease of the malaika is in the evening, is in the night. And the ease of the human beings, the Muslim, is in the day. The human being sleeps. That is why his ease is in the day. The malaika do not sleep. That is why their ease is in the evening. And come to eve night. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah, when the heart will be gloomy and dark and dead, that those who stood up on the two eves and made ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, their hearts will be full of light and nur. Some years ago, in certain areas, come Eid or Eid night, then they should have Eid ball, dancing. And in certain areas where there were many cinemas, they say, oh, we have double feature, double trouble, double guna, double problem. Our mentality must change, our style must change, our way must change. It is reported from Prophet Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayh. Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh writes about him, this great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whole of Ramadan, you should make Tahajjud Salah, and three paras were recited in Tahajjud Salah. But when he came to the night of Eid, Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh writes that Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayh should make so much ibadah, it gave the impression that he was storing all his energy in Ramadan only for that night. Only for that night. Whole night he should stand for ibadah, crying and pleading before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the quality of crying must come into us Muslims. Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi says that I have seen that my father, Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullah Alayhi, cry excessively. And I have heard and seen Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi cry while making dua and wailing and weeping. And he says that in the tent where Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gogoi Rahmatullah Alayhi was, from inside we could hear the sound outside that Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gogoi should cry and weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this quality of crying and weeping before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is leaving us. Why our hearts are becoming hard as rock? Because of the media, because of the Western system of life, because of this brutality that is going around us, that the softness of the heart is going, the sympathetic qualities of the heart is going, meekness is great, humility is great, simpleness is great, but all other qualities are coming in. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to utilize what is left in Ramadan, to utilize it valuably, and to make Quran tilawat, dhikr. And another point, and all these auspicious nights, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives people, but He does not forgive those who cause rifts and who do not talk to the relatives. Silman kata'a, those who cause, who do not speak to their own relatives. How a Muslim brother does not talk to his own brother, a Muslim brother wants to take to court his own Muslim brother, a Muslim brother and sister are fighting, the son is not talking to the mother, the daughter is fighting with the father. Why else? And if you know about these things, it is your duty that to bring the Muslim together, not to cause problems and difficulties, not to cause disunity and disharmony, but to bring the Muslim together so that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can descend. May Allah ta'ala grant us ability to practice these. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.